The morning, the message for this morning, I've entitled it Courtesy and the Christian. And it's going to be a fairly practical lesson, and I hope that we can draw some inspiration from it as well. It's something that I think we face on a daily basis with our culture changing. What are we as Christians called to do? Who are we called to be? And I hope that it can also be somewhat of a help as we, you know, as we looked at the Sunday school lesson and reaching out and touching other lives around us, people that we come in contact with. As we think about that, I hope this message can also be of assistance to us in that way as we learn to be a courteous people or continue to try to strive to be that. Just in getting started on the subject, I was also thinking a little bit about blessed and how blessed we are too. And you know, some of you who are maybe somewhat familiar, you know that the hashtag blessed is a very popular thing on social media. Everybody is They post pictures and then they put this blessed tag with it. And, you know, sometimes we make fun of that and we almost scoff at it. But on the other hand, we as a Christians are a very blessed people. Do you think about all that we have, all that we're given? Do you know what it takes to be a blessed person this morning? And God's word uses the word blessed over and over again. Are you this morning tapping into those blessings that God has for us? Blessed means made holy or consecrated. Or fitting into or becoming more. Let me back up there. I thought I had it wrote down here, but it talks about let me just go down across a couple of these verses that I have that where the word blessed is in. I thought I had another definition on that word here, but yeah, right here it is, divinely or supremely favored or fortunate. And that is what we are this morning. We are a very blessed people. We are divinely favored or fortunate, or supremely favored and fortunate. There's many things that we have that are direct gifts from God. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but also a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deeds. Again, talks about looking into the law of liberty and continuing therein. That is how we become this blessed people. Then blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Again, this connection between being blessed and being pure. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed is that servant when he cometh, shall find so doing. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life. There's this blessing in temptation, because if we come through, we will have a crown of life. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of his prophecy and keep these things shall, which are written therein, for the time is at hand. There's a blessing in reading, or if we read, we will be blessed. Behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watcheth. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates into the city. Blessed are they that do his commandments. We see there, we are blessed in many ways, but these blessings come, the blessings that come from the Lord are, there's a connection. There is a connection between being pure, being a peacemaker, reading God's word, enduring temptations, following and doing his commandments, and then the Lord will pour out his blessings on us. Are we blessing others? Are we treating others as Christ would want us to treat them, or as God does for us? We see that we are children of God, and he pours out these blessings to us. And out of this life of blessing, or this all that God has showed to us, we should be returning those favors to others. And that is the core of Christianity. It's the core of what makes us who we are. You could ask the question, are these common courtesies necessary in 2017? Or were they just something that was part of a stauncher, more formal era? In a world where we live, where everything and everyone is moving at a fast pace, do we need to take time to practice common courtesies? And I think all of us here this morning would agree that yes, we do. Would we all agree that we are? Are we doing it to the same degree, or to a degree that we should? When we think of what Christ has done for us, we think of Christ's example here on this earth. Are we showing that to others on a daily basis? Just think of all the time that Jesus blessed others. He healed them. He talked nicely to them. He took time for them. And many times Jesus also thanked God for food and the other blessings that he had. I couldn't find anywhere in the Bible where Jesus thanked anybody else here on this earth, where it actually said that Jesus thanked a person. And if you can find it, I would like to see it. But he thanked God time and time again. It was somebody who was higher than Jesus, somebody who was above him. And I'm not sure if that was the only thing, but it was somebody who was, could you say, had more authority than Jesus did while he was on earth here. It's hard to divide that because the three are one, but yet it's God the Father, and he respected him, or he thanked him time and again for all that God had done for him. The definition of the word courtesy, the showing of politeness in one's attitude and behavior towards others, a polite speech or action, especially one required by convention. The showing of politeness in one's attitude and behavior towards others. Is that who we are this morning? Are we a courteous people? As I was traveling, and probably some of you saw it too, if you've been traveling the Turnpike anytime recently, I made a few trips out the Pennsylvania Turnpike and back, and there's a billboard they have up right now along the Pennsylvania Turnpike that says, Life is short, but there's always time for courtesy. Or no, it's like traffic is frustrating enough. Let someone in. Courtesy is in you. And then had that other little quote underneath it. Traffic is frustrating enough. Let someone in. Courtesy is in you. And as I thought about that sign, courtesy is a choice that we make on a daily basis. We do have the power of whether or not we're going to be courteous. But yet there is this also, we as a Christians, there is this larger overshadowing thing of Christ and all he has done in our lives and the changes he has made in our lives, that it's more than just the power that lies within us to be courteous. We need to, because of what Christ has done and Christ living in us, in a sense, yes, courtesy is in us, but it's because of Christ being in us as well. You can turn your Bibles to 1 Peter 3. There's only three places in the Bible where I found courteous or courteously used. And I want to look at each one of those this morning as well. First Peter 3, and I just want to read verses 1 through 11. And you may question why the first 7 verses here, I've included them in, but we'll get there. Likewise, ye wives, be in subjection to your own husbands, that if any obey not the word, they also may without the word be won by the conversation of the wise. While they behold your chaste conversation coupled with fear, with adorning let it not be the outward adorning of plaiting of the hair and of wearing of gold and putting on of apparel, but let it be the hidden man of the heart in that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price. For after this manner, in the old times, the holy women also, who trusted in God, adorned themselves, being in subjection unto their own wives, even as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, whose daughters ye are, as long as ye do well, and are not afraid with any amazement. Likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor to the wife as unto the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. Finally, be ye all of one mind, having compassion one of another. Love as brethren, be pitiful, be courteous, not rendering evil for evil or railing for railing, but contrariwise blessing, knowing that ye are thereunto called, that ye shall inherit a blessing. For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips that they speak no guile. Let him eschew evil and do good. Let him seek peace and eschew it not, and eschew it. Cease reading there. Of course, there in verse 1, it talks about wives winning their husbands with conversation. In your speech, the way you talk, we have very much power in our words and how we say things. Are we being courteous? Are we being loving? Are we being kind? Then going down to verse 4, we also think too, and this is speaking to the women, and I think it can apply to both sides of the house, but it's maybe something that maybe applies more to our sisters, is the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit. And we think of the word meek, and this doesn't mean that somebody who is just pushed over, but you think of somebody who is kind and gentle, especially in their speech and actions. And it says, in the sight of God, this is of a great price. God says that it's valuable to him to have this meek spirit. And also there in verse 7, we husbands are called to give honor to our wives, to live with them. And if you think of giving honor to somebody, you think of, and we just had the topic here the other Wednesday night, but of giving thanks to them, or thanking them for all they do, respecting them, treating them nicely with our words and our actions, courteously. And then we go down there in verse 8 where we actually see the word be courteous. And it comes right after it says, finally be ye all of one mind, having compassion one for another. Love as brethren, be pitiful, be courteous. Having compassion. And as I thought about that, that is the real reason we are courteous, is because we have compassion for others. We treat others as we would want to be treated. We love them. We have pity on them. So that's why we say things like, I thank you, or I'm sorry, or excuse me, please. All the words that we view as common courtesies, it's because of our love and our compassion for others is what really should be the reason we are a courteous people in our speech and in our actions. Turn to Acts 27. And I just want to read verse 3 because that's where we find the word courteously. And the next day we touched at Sidon, and Julius courteously entreated Paul and gave him liberty to go unto his friends to refresh himself. Now here Paul was on his journey to Rome, I believe, at this time. And he was in bonds, if I have this correct, or he was on his way to be tried as a Roman citizen. And this person here, Julius, was courteously entreated him or treated him kindly and gave him some liberties that would have been outside of what would have been common or expected. Just another place where it was used. He treated him as he would like to be treated. He saw that Paul was not an average criminal. There was something more in Paul than most people. And so he gave him some more liberties. He treated him nicely. Then turn one chapter more to chapter 28 is the third place where we see this word courteous used in the Bible. And I want to read verses 1 through 7. And when they were escaped, then they knew that the island was called Melita. I should just back up there and say this is after the shipwreck. And as we know, the ship break apart. They made it to this island of Melita. And this was Paul, again, on his way to Rome. And the barbarous people showed us no little kindness, for they kindled a fire and received us every one because of the present rain and because of the cold. And when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks and laid them on the fire, there came a viper out of the heat and fastened onto his hand. And then when the barbarians saw the venomous beast hanging on his hands, they said among themselves, "No doubt this man is a murderer, whom though he hath escaped the sea, yet vengeance shall not suffer to live." And he shook off the beast into the fire and felt no harm. Howbeit they looked when he should have swollen and fell down dead suddenly. But after they had looked a great while and saw no harm come to him, they changed their minds and said that he was a god. In the same quarters was possessions of the chief man of the island, whose name was Publius, who received us and lodged us there 3 days courteously. We see that these people went out of their way to help the men here that were shipwrecked, these people of the island. They were kind, and it says they showed us no little kindness. They went above and beyond what could have been expected because of the rain and because of the cold. They built a fire. They did all they could. And then also in verse 7, I don't know what they... It appears that they took them into their house, or they lodged them for 3 days courteously. For 3 days, they went above and beyond what would have been necessary. They were courteous. And as I looked up this word in the Strong's Concordance and the meaning that was given there of these, the three, courteous and courteously, the three times it was used here, it means friendly of mind, kind, and understanding. Friendly of mind, kind, and understanding. And that last word is what kind of stuck out to me. You understanding. You understand the circumstance or where the other person is coming from. And because of that, your actions are kind and loving, nice towards them. Then also with that, in that definition, was another word that was given. And I'm not much of an English teacher, but the word is, and excuse me if I say it wrong, but is, as I looked it up, is philanthropic. And some of us may know what a philanthropist is, and that is a person that is philanthropic, if I have that right. And that is seeking to promote the welfare of others, especially by donating money to a good cause and generous and benevolent. And somebody who is a philanthropist does all they can. They often tends to be a rich person who their goal by the end of their life is to have given away everything they can. They're a very giving person. And that is the same, and I don't know that it comes from the same root word, but there was a word that was given in the Strong's there. This philanthropic is the same as courteous here. For 3 days, they gave and gave and gave and gave, trying to these people. They were courteous. Is that what we are this morning? And And that's how we should be. As I said before, because of what Christ has done for us, Christ gives and gives and gives to us. He blesses us in so many ways. Do we pass it on? Do we show it to others? Are we being a courteous people? Also in Titus 3:2, to speak evil of no man, to be no brawlers, be gentle, showing all meekness unto all men. Again, the word be gentle goes right hand in hand with being courteous. Also, Romans 12, verse 10, be kindly affectionate one to another with brotherly love, in honor preferring one another. Honor preferring one another. Do we honor the others here this morning? Is that what we're doing? And you may say, yes, I honor that person, but do we show it in those little ways? If we're stopping to take time to, we don't have a lot of older people here, but if you stop children or youth or adults, no matter who you are, if you stop and take time to hold the door open for an older person, you're honoring that person. You're showing them love. You're showing them, you're doing what Christ would do for you, or you're doing what Christ has done for you. Goes above and beyond and thinks about others and not about ourselves. 2 Peter 2:17, honor all men, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king. Just to have this honor and respect for others. Turn to Philippians 2, verse 1. And I want to read verses 1 through 11. Philippians verse 2. If there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels of mercy, fulfill ye my joy that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a serpent, and was made in the likeness of servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow, of all things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Cease reading there. We see here again, putting others ahead of you, valuing other people's property, being like Jesus, lowly in mind, serving others. Those points come out throughout these verses here, especially there in verses 3 and 4 and 5. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. That is why we respect other people's property. That's why we take care of something that is given us to or borrowed, because it's not ours. And we're asked to take care of it, to look after the things of others. This is really what the common courtesies are all about. This is why we should continue to keep common courtesies alive. Courtesy is in you, is true to a degree, but it's because of what Jesus has done for us, and our desire to be more like him should cause us to be a courteous, gentle, kind, loving people. True Christian courtesy is also genuine. It's not something that is just put on so others like us. And there's many people we may find around us that are a courteous people to a certain degree, but yet we realize or we find out maybe when you're with them or if you're around them long enough, you get to know them better and realize that that is not through and through their whole life, that maybe it's more of a front that somebody will put on while they're around others. And there's different cultures as you look around the world. Some cultures may tend to be what they would refer to as more of a warm culture versus a cold culture. Some people who are maybe courtesies are more common in certain areas. And there's a couple different things, and I studied into it some, and I don't have time to look into all of that here this morning on the difference between a culture that is considered warm versus a culture that is considered to be cold or stuck up and not practicing common courtesies as much. So very simple here, you can take United States. The South is known to be a warmer, more friendly culture than the North. And you take America, though, as a whole, is known as a cold culture in comparison to some African countries where they're a little more tribal, where they live together, where they commune, they're a little more, yeah, the culture is considered to be a warmer feel. And I think we as a Christian church, as a Christian people, need to be a warm culture. It doesn't matter where you're located. It doesn't matter if you're in the South of the United States or if you're in Africa, and you, those cultures doesn't mean that they're Christian, but it does mean that they associate with each other in a more warm, friendly way. And a couple of the different things is the differences are in the concept of hospitality, whereas a warm culture is very open, inviting. You come into the town and you're expected to stay the night there. Don't even consider getting a motel. Don't consider going out to a restaurant. You come to my house, I'll take care of you, I'll serve you. Just very warm and inviting, and that, I think, should be the courtesy we as Christians have as well. Whereas what's considered a colder culture is very much don't come unexpected, and we plan in advance, days in advance for somebody who comes, or all of our attention is given to hosting while they're there. Just a couple different things. And there's also the aspect of relationships versus task-oriented. As you go through your day, are you based on getting the things done, your task done, or are you focused on building relationship? Or which is more important? Which is held higher in your mind? Are you willing to brush some people aside to get the job done you need to? I think that's where I would definitely come up short, or what's considered a colder culture in northern United States. We tend to view task as important or of more importance than relating to people. In a warm culture, the communication must create a feel-good atmosphere. Even if you're getting together to talk about business, you don't start with business. You talk about them personally, and how are you, and how's the family, and how's your grandma, and down that line before you actually get down to talking about business, where we or some of us can be a little more task-oriented, and we it's of importance to get things done, and efficiency and time are of highest priority. I find it very intriguing, the different sides. Then there's also the way you look at yourself, too. A warmer culture would be considered, they look at themselves as a group. You are who you are because of the group at Kirkwood here, versus you as an individual. I'm not sure if I can explain that all or not here this morning, but you identify with a group, therefore that's who you are. Whereas as a colder culture is, I am Chad Nault, and therefore I need to succeed on my own. It doesn't really matter what others around us are doing. So a couple different very interesting aspects, but it does come back to courtesy and how we view others and how we are we taking time for others? Are we being courteous to them? Are we loving them? Are we respecting them as Christ would do for us and out of a heart of love for others? And I think no matter, as I said before, no matter where on this global earth we are, we need to be, the Christian Church of Christ needs to be considered a warm culture. And it comes back to what Brother Gary had said this morning. Are we a family church or are we a church family? And we need to be this church family. When a brother hurts, we need to hurt with them. When a sister's hurting or rejoicing, it doesn't matter. We need to rejoice with them. We need to be there to support them. There should be this warmth of love for others and acceptance that others will feel from the Church of Christ. And I just put down a whole list of things, and it was just gathered from a lot of different places of what are the common courtesies of today? And some of them I may read across it and you may say, really? But think about it. I think every one of them that I put down definitely has to do with respecting others, taking care of others' property, viewing others higher than you view yourself. And if we look at that, because that's what Christ did, and that's how Christ viewed others when he was here on earth. He never pushed his own agenda, even though he may have been tired, he may have been tired of teaching, tired of preaching, he still took time for others. He still had that courtesy to respect others and to treat them or to love them above himself. And it's very hard for us in our human nature to do that. And there's just a long list. Of course, we have the please, thank you, using words, excuse me, I'm sorry. Many of us as children were taught, don't talk with food in your mouth at the table. Keep your elbows off the table while eating. Now, some of these, it's like, you may say, really, is that for today or was that from a more stauncher era? Wash your hands. Don't reach across someone else's face. Don't let your children act like monkeys in a restaurant. Don't let the cupboard doors and drawers open. Someone will get hurt. Put your carts away. Don't litter. Use table manners. Chivalry, courteous behavior, men towards women. Men open doors for women. Let the ladies go first. Tell somebody if you're running late. Don't let them wonder where you are. If invited somewhere, give a yes or no answer at some point in time. Turn off your phone or at least the ringer at meals. Remember to talk to the people you are with, not communicating with everyone else who is not there. Personal conversation is far more effective. Finish a phone call before using the checkout line. Use your turn signals. You and your children feel responsible to help clean up when leaving someone's place. Don't board a plane in Group A when you're in Group D. And these were things I just pulled from different aspects, different reading material that I come across. And the list goes on and on. We could talk about courtesy. While driving, we can talk about courtesies while at meals or just the overall chivalry between men and women, respect there. And we need to have it in every aspect of our life. There's no area of our lives that should be left out. It needs to cover all of our lives. And I trust that in doing these, it will help us to be more like Christ. We need to think about that, because if you think, two, while Jesus was here upon this earth, he was the greatest supreme example of courtesy. And I'd mentioned that before, but even right up until his death, he was never too busy to be courteous. He related to the high and the low. It didn't matter if the person was a thief, or it didn't matter if they were high society. He treated them all with respect and with courtesy. This characteristic was so instilled in him and his being that even while in the garden, He did not neglect to be courteous to his worst enemy, Judas. When he came and kissed him and was betrayed, he said, "Friend, wherefore art thou come?" You say he even had respect for somebody who deserved no respect from Jesus. He was the worst enemy, the one who betrayed him, but yet he still was respectful to him. I'm told that on a gateway over an ancient school in England, this motto was carved: "Manners makes a man." And I think it's safe this morning to say that true heartfelt courtesy is what others should see in a Christian. It's Christ living in us, shining out through us. And if we truly have Christ in our lives, we will have this courtesy for others, this love for the brotherhood, this love for everyone around us, even if it happens to be your worst enemy. We still need to show them respect, still need to have courtesy for them. Let's come before the Lord in prayer.